Glenn Lam is our sports commentator today. Was it a big shock yesterday? One of the superstars not going to what would be her fifth Paralympics this year, Dame Sophie Pascoe, although warning people against getting ahead of the game when it comes to her future, Glenn. Good morning.
Yeah, morena, everybody, and morena, Catherine. Yes, it was a shock yesterday. I didn't expect this news to come out at all, and it's going to be very strange to watch the Paralympics a little bit later on this year. And Dame Sophie Pascoe's not going to be in the pool. I mean, she's been to every Paralympic since 2008. She's 31, and she's prioritising life with her family now after just recently giving birth to her first child. So, yeah, it's an exciting time for her and her family, obviously, right now. And unfortunately, we won't see her in the pool. But, yeah, you're right, she's not retiring. She's made that perfectly clear in her statement yesterday. So, you know, we might see her next year at the World Championships or the Commonwealth Games, wherever they might be held in 2026. But whether she's going to be swimming at the 2028 Paralympics in Los Angeles, we'll just have to wait and see. She'll be 35 by then. So that's getting, shall I say, experienced as a swimmer's age. I don't want to offend anyone.
Well, look, but it's look, amazing how much older they are these days. It used to be you were pretty much done by your teens, you know.
Exactly.
Now many of these athletes are maturing well into their 20s and able to keep competing well into their 30s. Where do we rate her amongst our very best swimmers?
Well, look, she's won 11 gold medals at the Paralympics, 7 silver and 1 bronze. Now, that is far in excess of anyone else at any Olympic Games. So, look, is she the best swimmer we've had? It depends how you define the word best, don't you? I'm going to say she is the best because she, as I just mentioned, she's won way more medals than anyone else. Yes, we've had some great swimmers like Danielle Loader in the past and a few others, and we've got a couple right now that might win medals at the Olympic Games in Paris this year. But, look, she's just been a machine for a long, long time. You know, 2008 to 2021, you know, that's 13 years of success, Catherine. She's right up there with the very best swimmers we've had, if not the best athletes we've ever produced.
Okay, now the Black Caps, that was a bit of a fillip, wasn't it? The one game, anyway, that they won on their current subcontinent tour, because it's very much regarded as a B team that is travelling, although it's got some talented players in it. Out yesterday, though, the T20 World Cup squad, what did you make of that?
Yeah, look, all those guys in Pakistan have pretty much been dropped, haven't they, for all the established players. Can't say I'm surprised. I mean, Kane Williamson's going to be the captain again, and, you know, players like Tim Southey and Trent Bolt have been recalled, and, you know, Devon Conway, Daryl Mitchell, you know, Rachin Ravindra, who, of course, has been a star in the last 12 to 18 months, all of these guys are back. So I can't say it's any surprise at all. I mean, Gary Stead, under his reign as coach, has been a very solid selector. He hasn't veered too much, into the surprising category at any stage. So we go through that 15-man squad yesterday, Catherine. No surprises at all, and I don't think any cricket fans would really be complaining with the squad, quite frankly.
True. I am quite, you know, it's funny. I'm quite excited by some of those second tier players, not so much from what we've seen in Pakistan, but from what we've seen in domestic cricket. And, you know, we don't really have much of a step up league anymore. Do they still have kind of, you know, what used to be called the B sides, the President's team or the New Zealand A team? Where do they get to sort of cut their teeth at that higher level?
Occasionally we do have those teams now, but because the international calendar is so congested, it seems that, you know, we saw South Africa bring a second-tier team to play test matches here over the summer. We've just taken a second-tier team up to Pakistan for some white ball cricket there. That seems to be the way that teams have evolved now, Catherine, that they're going to take B teams, they're going to target certain tours around the world, and they're going to try and blood some inexperienced players in those competitions because, and this has been, you know, a factor in international cricket for some time. We've had Heath Mills and others from around the world really make their views very clear that there's too much international cricket, and this is the result of it, that you can't play the big guns all the time. But there's a silver line, as we've just touched on.
Okay, now into the Super Rugby. 5 rounds left. What a tournament it's been. The Hurricanes, unfortunately, the run couldn't go on forever for those who are fans and can't believe the year they're having. The Crusaders, however, what a year they're having. What did we learn from the last round?
Well, look, it got a bit of a shake-up, which was good. I mean, the Hurricanes won 8 on the trot, so they lost to the Brumbies at the weekend, and they're still on top of the table, Catherine, but only by 1 point now. They're just ahead of the Blues, who won their 6th game in a row. They just won it at the death against the Reds, who are kind of mid-table at the moment. So those two teams seem to be setting the pace. They're a win clear of the Brumbies in third place. And the great news is that in 2 weeks, or just under 2 weeks, the Hurricanes and the Blues are going to clash against each other for the second time this season. The Hurricanes beat the Blues the first time they played, 27-21. So that clash coming up at Eden Park in 10 days is going to be a cracker. I think a lot of rugby fans will look forward to that one. And the Crusaders, yes, they've lost 7 of their 9 games, but they gave their supporters some hope over the weekend, thumping the Rebels 39-0. That was just their second win of the campaign. They're languishing in 10th place, but Super Rugby has 8 teams that make the playoffs, Catherine. They have quarterfinals, and the Crusaders are only 3 competition points behind the Highlanders in 8th place. So with 4 or 5 rounds to go, there's still plenty of opportunity there for the Crusaders to sneak into the quarterfinals, and hopefully for Highlanders fans, it won't be at their expense.
Well, don't sort of have the Wellington bias on. Don't have the Wellington bias on, to be perfectly honest.
You can be perfectly biased. You can be biased. I grew up in Lower Hutt, so
I'm way south of that. But I've got to celebrate, and we should celebrate what these teams are doing for the capital at the moment, because the Phoenix, and this is not just a Wellington story, this is for football fans everywhere. The Phoenix have had a great season, starting to get into the hard yards now, Glenn. Where are things at?
Okay, so they've finished their regular season and they're currently on top of the table by just 1 point. But Central Coast, who are in second place, have one more game to play in their regular season. That game is played tomorrow night against Adelaide. All Central Coast need to do to finish top of the table is draw or win that game. They just have to avoid defeat, and they will beat they'll top the table. But that's really beside the point, because the A-League title is still up for grabs. 4 teams make the playoffs, Catherine. And at this stage, the Wellington Phoenix, it's not known who they're going to play in their semi-final home and away playoff series. It could be one of Melbourne Victory, Sydney FC, MacArthur, Melbourne City are also in with a chance. Could be any one of those 4 sides. So we will see how that unfolds. But the Phoenix will have 2 games in the playoffs in the semi-finals. Home and away, as I just touched on, if they get the aggregate win over their opponent in that, they will go through to the grand final and contest for the title for the very first time in their history.
Look, however it plays out, and whatever the trains are doing, frankly, I hope there's a good crowd gets in to watch that home game. It is use it or lose it, for sure. And they've earned the loyalty this year. The Warriors, loyalty, they're the most loyal long-suffering fans in the world, the Warriors fans.
Well, the Phoenix would love 10,000 of their fans to go down to Wellington and watch them play, because they've sold out every game this
season
at home. 25,000, 26,000 every game. It's been great. But the Warriors have hit the skids, and they have lost, or haven't won in their last 3 matches, and they've lost to 2 opponents in their last 2 games, Catherine, that most fans would have expected them to beat. So things are not going quite as well as they would have hoped for head coach Andrew Webster and the organisation at the moment. They have had a lot of injuries. They are missing some real firepower off their bench at the moment, and that's hurting them on the field in the middle stages of the game. And that's somehow, that's the issue they've got to rectify over the next few weeks, Catherine, because those, you know, 3 or 4 players that they're missing at the moment due to injury, Nyakore, Tavanga, Bunty Afoa, they're not going to be back for at least another 2 to 3 weeks. So another big challenge coming up this weekend against Newcastle away. They beat them earlier in the season. They beat them in the playoffs last year, but the Newcastle just won at the weekend. The Warriors were defeated by the Titans, the bottom place team. So plenty of challenges for the Warriors heading into this weekend.
Good stuff. Exciting, though, to see some of these teams who, you know, frequently fans, you have to have the love of a mother, really, to stick with some of them, don't you? But, you know, Phoenix, the Hurricanes, and indeed the Warriors, they've been delivering for fans, and all power to them. And Canterbury, one thing you can say about Canterbury sports teams, they will always come back. Thank you very much, Glenn Lama.